Ted Parson is next.
Hello, I'm Ted Parson. I'm talking about Public Policy 594, Thinking Analytically for Policy and Decisions, a course jointly offered at the Ford School, the Law School, and the School of Natural Resources and the Environment, which actually tells you something about the scope and aims of the course. This is a three-unit course in analytic methods and various approaches to modeling whose purpose is to inform decision-making in diverse settings. So we talk about applications of the methods we look at to public policy, law, international relations and conflict, political campaigns, business, and dealing with your partner and children. There's two big units that make up the bulk of the course. The first one is about 4 weeks on decision-making under uncertainty, where we start with a basic kind of Bayesian or subjectivist framework of thinking about uncertainties that affect your decisions and then develop various levels of formal ways of thinking about and structuring decision problems, considering things like risk and risk aversion, values of information, societal responses to risk situations such as insurance systems, regulation of risky behavior, and of how these interact with each other. Then at the end, we have about 4 weeks on strategic decisions analyzed with some basic concepts of game theory. Strategic decisions mean decisions where the outcome you get depends not just on the choice you make, but also on the choice that other self-interested actors make that you can't actually understand as just uncertainties because you have to think about what they're thinking. So you're thinking about them, and they're thinking about you, and you're thinking about them thinking about you, and so on. Squeezed in between these two big and coherent units, there's a couple of weeks in the middle that's kind of a grab bag of very brief introductions to several other methods and modeling approaches that are used in decision making. These ones are inevitably addressed at a more superficial and preliminary level, but we talk about dynamic systems, stochastic processes, optimization. The emphasis throughout the course is on formulation, intuition, and application. There's a reason that I'm offering this course in three professional schools rather than in an economics department or an engineering school. It is really targeted at taking people who have professional ambitions and persuading and showing them that this stuff really helps in problems that you're going to confront. That does pose some interesting opportunities and challenges regarding the level of discourse. So let me talk about prerequisites and difficulty. My target audience is people pretty much exactly like you. Graduate students in professional programs who have something of order one semester each of microeconomics, calculus, or statistics and probability in their background. I have students who have less. I have students who have none of those three, who last saw math in 12th grade and were afraid of it. And I have students in doctoral programs in engineering and other quantitative disciplines. So I have to... What's the kind of shotgun where it like fans out really wide when you take the shot? I have to shoot like that. So I have to do a very broad targeting of my level of exposition, basically aiming at the middle, but also making sure that there's resources available for students who have less technical background to be learning, and also throwing out challenges for those who have the strongest technical backgrounds to keep them engaged. We keep the formal computation to a minimum, but to address these topics, you have to do some. So there's a lot of sort of multiple levels of discourse and presentation. And the emphasis is throughout on intuitions and applications. So we talk about the controversy over routine breast cancer screening for women in their 40s, which has been burbling and sort of conflictual and confused for about 15 years. We talk about Alan Dershowitz's defense at the O.J. Simpson trial. We talk about regulation of airline safety, designing health insurance systems, when you would go negative if you're running an election campaign, cleaning up Superfund sites, what a state with a few nuclear missiles should do about testing them, and why you would go to grad school.
A little late for that.
Well, there's always other programs. That's it. Three units, problem sets, and a final exam. If you have weaker preparation, it's challenging, and I expect you to work hard. But students really succeed across all levels of preparation. Some of the best feedback I've ever gotten in my teaching career comes from students in this course. 2 years ago, a student who took the course here, who came with very, very weak math background and a lot of fear, sent me an email at the end of it that I still save. The subject line was, "I feel smarter."
Thank you very much.